They, in Medina Munawwara, there was no question of demanding rights, especially when it came to family members. Another incident, we are well aware of that very trying and difficult period which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed through, when his beloved and honored wife Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, was slandered. Tuhmat, accusation of adultery, was placed upon her. Such a personality who was chosen as the partner of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah, he passed away with his head on her bosom. Prior to his demise, prior to him making parda from the world, her brother Abdul Rahman walked into the room. He had a miswak in his pocket. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at it longingly. Aisha sensed his desire. She said, "Do you wish to make miswak?" He nodded in affirmation. She put the miswak in her mouth and softened it, then passed it to him. Ulama say the last thing that went into the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to him making demise from, prior to him making parda from this world, was the saliva of Aisha radiallahu anha. It is in her hujra mubarak that he rests. Every morning, every evening, 70,000 malaika come and send durood and salawat on that hujra mubarak. Such a personality. She was accused of zina. 1 month passed before she was exonerated, and Allah Ta'ala revealed the verses in the Quran declaring her chastity and her purity. In that entire 1 month period, on one occasion, she addressed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, her father, "Defend me, defend my honor," in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He kept silent. He did not utter one word in the defense of his daughter. When she was exonerated, all he said in that entire 1 month period, we can imagine what a difficult time it was for him also. He said one sentence only, that prior to Islam, prior in the days of Jahiliyyah, this type of slander and accusation did not come upon us. How is it possible that in Islam such a thing could have happened? After the verses had come down, she cried before him, "Oh my father, why didn't you defend me?" What did he say? He said, "Ayyu sama'in tudhilluni wa ayyu ardin tuqilluni illam in aqul ma lam a'lam." Which sky will shadow Abu Bakr? And which earth will bear the burden of Abu Bakr? If in a dispute, I had to utter something of which I had no knowledge. He was not prepared in the defense of his own daughter to add oil to the fire of dispute. How easy it would have been for him to have made another camp. How easy it would have been for Medina to have been split in two. But he remained silent. What was his reaction? One of the chief proponents, who was the cause of spreading this dispute amongst the true believers, a Badri Sahabi, Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the cousin of Abu Bakr, not just an ordinary cousin. From infancy he brought him up. Mistah was poor. Abu Bakr, from his own wealth, every month would give an allowance to Mistah. When Aisha was exonerated, the only thing he did is he said, "I take qasam on Allah, after today I will not spend one cent on Mistah. I brought him up. Every month I spent on him, and he did this to my daughter." Who could have blamed this father? Yet what is the verse of the Quran that comes down? وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَعَتِي يُؤْتُوا لِلْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. When this verse is revealed, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends for Abu Bakr. What is Allah saying in this verse? You are not allowed to break off family ties. You are not allowed to cut off your wealth from your poor relatives. Do you not wish that Allah should forgive you? Abu Bakr, do you not wish that Allah should forgive you? When he hears this, immediately he makes the decision that what he was spending before, he will spend double on Mistah. He would spend double on Misnah, and he said, I wish that Allah should forgive me. This incident, my respected brothers, listen with the ears of Iman. To what extent Allah demands that the muhabbat and the love amongst us must be preserved. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his sahaba, and he asked them a question. He said, Ayyu ural islami authaq? Which amal of Islam, which binding rope of Islam is the strongest? Sahaba said, As-salah. He said, Wa hasanatun wa ma hiya biha. They said, Salah. He said, that is a good thing, but I'm not referring to that. They said, Siyam Ramadan. He said, Hasanun wa ma huwa bihi. Fasting of Ramadan, he said, it is also good, but I'm not referring to that. They said, Al Jihad, Jihad. Here also, he said, Hasanun wa ma huwa bihi. Then he himself said, Inna authaqa ural Islam an tuhibba fillah wa tubghida fillah. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the binding rope, the strongest amal, the most important amal of Islam is that for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah, you preserve the love and muhabbat amongst you. Sacrifice your right, especially with your family members. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this ummah the recipe. Will you choose what the West is telling you, or will you choose what your Nabi tells you? He said, Man ahabba an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa yuwassa lahu fi rizqihi wa tudfa anhu mitat as-su. He said, whoever wants three things. What three things? One, Allah to give you barakat in your life. One explanation of barakat in your life, ulama have given, is that even after you go into the qabr, that amal which you are doing while you are alive, you will still get the reward. Second thing, if you want wealth in this world, if you want your wealth to increase, you want your rozi and your sustenance to increase, you want to enjoy prosperity in this world. And third thing, you want to be protected from a bad death. You want your name to remain alive with honor after you have left this world. Coming back to that incident which we mentioned in the beginning. Two brothers, each one chose a different role. Qabil, he chose the road of aggression, he became the zalim. What was his return? His name was brought down. Till Qiyamah, his eventual outcome will be read about in the Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every murder that will be committed in my ummah till Qiyamah, a share of the guna will go on Qabil. What did Habil get? Stretch your hand out, my brother, to harm me. I will become mazloom. I will do nothing to you. In dunya, Allah raised him to such an extent that ulama say that in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, as fidya and ransom for Ismail alayhi salam, the same animal of Habil was sent down. And Allah in the Quran declares his eternal success in the hereafter. Coming back to that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you want barakat in your life, if you want a good mort and death, if you want wealth of the world, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Allah, and when dealing with your family members, become the mazloom one. Become the oppressed one. Do not demand your right. Do not demand your right. Preserve the muhabbat. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we push our chests out. We claim we are preservers of family rights. But if you analyze and look, our relationship is a reciprocal one. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You smile with me, I'll smile with you. You make salam to me, I'll make salam to you. That is not preservation of family ties.